I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Go Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot.
Good afternoon, Chico. This is Chico Now, and I am your new regular Tuesday host, Jessica Wilkerson. If you miss the sound of Richard Hoyt Jr., you can still hear him on Faith on Fire or on our sister station, 104.5 FM, playing the oldies. Since I'm new to the show, I thought I'd take a few moments to introduce myself. Once again, I'm Jessica Wilkerson. I am a mother to a 15-year-old son who is a freshman in high school. I am the wife of a computer nerd who works at the university. And I'm allowed to call him a computer nerd because his actual job title is really confusing. It's an IT consultant, and I don't really fully understand what that means. We have a newly adopted cat who we got from Butte Humane Shelter, who we named Morning Glory, and she's finally warming up to the idea of being loved and doted on, but still refuses to sit on my lap. And I am determined eventually she will be a lap cat. If anybody's ever adopted a cat from the shelter, I'm sure that sometimes it takes a little time to warm up to all the love that you receive. Anyways, and when I am not here with you for half an hour on Tuesdays, you can find me working as a marriage and family therapist intern over at Chico Creek Counseling under the supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. One thing I'm really excited to announce is that starting next Tuesday, a week from today, from 6 p.m. to 7:30, we will be offering a parenting group for parents of teenagers. Now, that's parents of anyone who has a child in junior high or high school. It's $25 per session, and each week we'll talk about something different. So one week it'll be brain chemistry, how your teenagers are changing their physiology of their brain, because that's what's driving a lot of the change in their behaviors. We'll be talking about how to connect with them and talk with them, how to draw closer to them and become more of a family unit, and how to effectively implement house rules and get the buy-in from the teenager so that they are actually following through, obeying, and understanding the reasons behind them. And even if they don't understand the reasons behind them, following them anyways. So, but enough about me. Let's talk to our guest. We have an amazing lady with us here today. Her name is Dr. Celeste Jones. She has her PhD in social work from the University of South Carolina. She uses that by working for the university here in Chico in the School of Social Work teaching. She has her own clinical private practice where she sees individuals, families, and children and works a lot with trauma. She also is a volunteer for the American Red Cross. This gal is on fire. She is bringing good things to our community. And that is something that we really want to support. She is here representing, in another role, the Interdisciplinary Center on Aging. And originally, we were going to talk about their upcoming event on March 29th. And we're still going to talk about that event. But because there was not enough people registered, it's been moved to May, and the time and date is to be determined. But despite that, we're going to talk about what is coming up at the university, the storied sessions, and hopefully we'll get a few of you guys to come out and tell some of your stories after this show. So, Dr. Jones, please tell us a little bit more about the Interdisciplinary Center on Aging and the storied sessions.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I want to clarify that Seema Sirhawat, Dr. Sirhawat, is actually the director of the Interdisciplinary Center on Aging, which we call ICOA.
Okay.
And but she's out of the country right now, and so I've been helping her out, mainly because I have worked with ICOA, as well as she and I have participated in several digital storytelling workshops. So ICOA was developed around 2009, and it's really a part of the. It's a center on the university that the purpose is to promote aging education and community service. And throughout the years since 2009, we've done several workshops. I would have to say tons of workshops. And what we call coffee connections. And I'll talk about some of those in a minute. But what I would really like to dive into is the digital story workshop.
Okay.
And you're absolutely right. We had to cancel it, but we will be doing it in May. So this is really a project that originated and is from the Center on for Digital Storytelling, which is out of Berkeley.
Hmm.
And these individuals have been doing digital storytelling for many, many years. And Dr. Sehrawat and I have been privileged to participate in a couple of these and created our own digital stories. What they are doing is, this is really the anniversary of a lot of civil rights movements and Martin Luther King's great speech. And to honor this legacy of civil rights movement and to hopefully narrow the gap, the generation gap, through storytelling and dialogue, they have created this project called All Together Now, which goes around the country, goes around the nation, and records the stories of individuals, particularly seniors, senior citizens who are 55 and older, and young adults who are between the ages of 15 and 30. And the senior citizens...
Oh, I am so sorry to cut you off for one moment, but we have to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
But I will listen so much more
okay.
in just a few moments.
Sure.
Please stay tuned.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
We are back, and this is Jessica Wilkerson, your new...
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Hello, Chico. Thank you for coming back to Chico Now. This is your new Tuesday host, Jessica Wilkerson. And we are here talking with Dr. Celeste Jones from the university and the Interdisciplinary Center on Aging about the upcoming event, Storied Sessions. Please feel free to continue, Dr. Jones.
Thank you. What I was talking about was the participants that we're actually focused on, and those are senior citizens who have known firsthand of earlier struggles of civil and human rights, as well as youth between the age of 15 and 30, standing today for equality, justice, and opportunity. What we do in the session is through dialogue and writing, through a story circle process, we share our stories of taking action for civil rights and human rights, or the impact of legacy, of this legacy on your life. The stories are going to be fairly short. The purpose of the storytelling circle is really to find out what the story is, because a lot of times when we do these stories, we really talk about a story and there's layers of stories just within one story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about really kind of screening out what is the story that you really want to tell and really honing it down to that one story. And the stories are very brief. They're about 300 words, which is less than a page. Okay. They take probably within 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, so that's not intimidating at all. If somebody had a story that they wanted to tell, then and they were feeling a little shy or just an introverted type person who didn't want to step out of their comfort zone, being able to speak for 3 or 4 minutes or writing less than a page is something that's definitely doable.
Absolutely. And again, you know, these workshops that Dr. Sihirwat and I have gone through are 3 and 4 days in a row. This workshop is just one day. So it's a real condensed version. And we will have experts there from the Center for Digital Storytelling. Rob Kershaw will be there, as well as other experienced facilitators that will help individuals along the way.
So if someone was interested in coming to the Storied Sessions, what would they need to bring with them? Would they already need to have written their story? Do they need to bring any sort of memorabilia? What would they bring with them to the session?
Gosh, that's a great question. Probably maybe a couple of pictures that really are significant around the story that you feel like you want to tell. And it's not necessarily essential that the person actually writes the story, but they could come with that. The whole purpose is to tell the story, find out what the actual story is in that story, and to help narrow it down to a dialogue that is within 3 to 4 minutes.
So really the person just has to have maybe a photo or so, and then an idea. They don't have to be prepared. They don't have to already be eloquent or wonderful speakers or writers. They come to the workshop, and then you guys skillfully teach them how to suss out what it is that's in their memory and how to express it to other people.
Absolutely. Digital stories can be elaborate in the sense that they can have music and they can have many pictures. What we really go for in these one-day workshops is maybe a picture that represents that time, or and we're just talking about maybe one or two pictures, but one picture is usually what we go with. And there's so many things that you can do with one picture, like to scan in or scan out of a certain aspect of that picture. But the whole point is that story and that script.
So if somebody is listening and they feel moved to join this workshop in May, sometime in May, how would they sign up? How would they contact you to sign up?
Well, there's a couple of ways. One of the things that they could do is they could email me or Dr. Sihirwat directly. My email address is cajones@csuchico.edu. And Seema's email address is SSE.
Oh, can we give the other doctor's email when we come back?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you, and please stay tuned so you can find out more about how to join the Storied Sessions.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Good afternoon, Chico, and the surrounding areas. Don't want to leave you guys out. We are back with Chico Now, and I am your host, Jessica Wilkerson. We are here talking with Dr. Celeste Jones with the Interdisciplinary Center on Aging and the upcoming Storied Sessions that they'll be having in May. Take it away, Dr. Jones.
Well, we were just discussing on how someone would, if they were interested, how they would fill out an application. One way is to contact me directly at cajones@csuchico.edu or sshehrawat@csuchico.edu. That's Dr. Sehrawat's and my email address. The other way is to actually go directly to the Center for Digital Storytelling website. So you could just type Center for Digital Storytelling, and that will come up in any type of Google or Yahoo search. And it's the one out of Berkeley, and it's usually the first one that comes up.
Okay.
And on their homepage, at the bottom of the homepage, it starts to describe projects that they are doing, and at the bottom of the page you will find the All Together Now project, and on that you can not only click on that and find out more about the project, where they've been, but on there is access to the application. What's really great about that website and going in, I really encourage individuals to go to the website. Because they have examples of stories that were told. And these stories are about whether it has been your experience, what you saw, stories that perhaps your parents have told you, or stories that, especially for the youth, that they that are going on currently for them.
Okay. And for youth, the youth that you need 6 youth and 6 seniors. And the youth are ages 15 to 30,
mm-hmm.
and the seniors are 55 and older, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, what are they, when they've finished recording all of these, mm-hmm. They've gone all over the country, what then are they going to do with the digital recordings?
Well, they're up on the website
mm-hmm.
for people, and I think that they would like to make this really more on the public forefront. The interesting part of this is bringing this generational gap together to really see how fighting for human rights has been, and civil rights has and is continually going on. And we've made some strides, but there's still a great deal of equity issues and social justice issues that are still going on today.
Hmm. That's true. You know, the past 3 years up in Reading, I worked as an AmeriCorps volunteer, which, if people don't know what that's a domestic version of the Peace Corps. And they work to help that help bridge that gap to bring resources to families who don't necessarily have that. So, and I know that Butte County has an AmeriCorps program as well. So if we had folks who did something that they were really proud of and influential, that would be in this community, that would be an AmeriCorps volunteer or a missionary or Peace Corps or anything in that field, that would be someone who would be appropriate and applicable also to come and do a story session. Would that sound right?
Absolutely. Again, this is about civil rights, movements, human rights. So that fits into all of those categories, and they would be a wonderful participant. When you begin telling these stories, you come alive, and that story is a part of you. And once you record it and you hear it, it's amazing the impact that that one story has on a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful experience to go through yourself, as well as to have your story heard.
Right. So with my experience in the field of psychology, when I think about people talking about a time in their life when they've experienced social injustice and either felt terrible about what happened and then the period passed, or they stood up for it, later on down the line, when we think that those memories are archaic in the back of our mind and forgotten, when we talk about them and think about them again, I think we can spin it in a way that we really can hold ourselves up straight and strong and realize what beautiful and strong individuals we are and we always have been. that we were created that way.
Absolutely. And there's many stories. And I can think of a story growing up. I grew up in Arkansas. And for example, there was a rally, a skinhead rally that was really condemning certain groups of our population. And I remember I was there with my brother, and we saw this, and I was just feeling the need to voice my opinion. And it was very interesting because I stopped because I realized that it wasn't me, a female, that they would go after. It would be whoever's with me, who is male. And so sometimes we don't stand up for things that we feel strongly for a reason.
That's a really good point, and that would make a very good story. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Jones. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in and for joining me on my very first Voyage version with you, Chico Now. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. See you next week.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.